the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a radio show featuring songs written by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans. I'm your host, Carl Enbihan. For the next 2 hours, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Oh, That, of course, was the unique sound of Andrew Spreck, falling again from his In the Distance CD. Welcome to another live version of Minnesota Homebrew. I'm your host, Carl Unbehan, and we're going to have two solid hours of original music by Minnesota artists and even some from just a little outside of the border, because they may belong to the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. In fact, we have members in seven states, I believe, and we'll fill you in on that later. We have some guests coming in to talk about a new show they're producing here for the Pioneer 90.1 radio station in Thief River Falls. And we're just playing going to have a good time tonight. Thanking you all for listening. Here's Roland Trenery, a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, with his tune, Nero's Fiddle.
Nero played a fiddle tune while ashes filled the air. Was it a jaunty jig or sad lament? Did it quell the fire? Did it fan the flames? What was his motivation, his intent? We will never know, so we speculate, but the clouds are so thick this side of heaven's gate. Lincoln must have wept sometimes alone in that White House, and missed his cabin back in Illinois. Politics ain't funny, voters never laugh. We worry every play is just a ploy. We will never know, so we speculate, but the clouds are so thick this side of heaven's gate. Some suspect that heaven holds the answers to questions of what was and what will be. Me, I used to be a ballroom dancer. I just go with the flow, that's good enough for me. Trusty Starship Enterprise, sail boldly through the skies where no one went before. Could that be true? Fiction and the truth have to deal with fibs and lies. Both the future and the past are out of view. And that's why we will never know, so we speculate, but the clouds are so thick this side of heaven's gate. We will never know, so we speculate, but the clouds are so thick this side of heaven's gate.
Rivers run dry. to Christ, sweet emotion, let it flow free. I got nothing to show except for my family tree. Run dry, rivers run dry. I come out to pray as my rivers run
Mattawa, Minnesota singer-songwriter Colleen Myrie. And that's a very popular last name up here in northwestern Minnesota. Her folk country blues is grounded in passionate and sincere family values. Her songwriting ranges from honest emotion and earthly imagery to the raucousness of horses, strippers, and whiskey. Let's see, I've never written a song about horses, strippers, or whiskey, but a lot of songs about beer and drinking. I'm your host, Carl Unbehound, here. Just getting started on Minnesota Homebrew, a show where we do no redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, or regurgitated music. Everything is as fresh as possible and original. And if you don't believe me, this next song will prove it. It's from David Stoddard's Get Off My Lawn CD, and it's titled Reality TV.
Mm-hmm. I sitting there reading a fashion magazine, get the latest lowdown on the entertainment scene, when suddenly I had it. It's perfect for me. I could be the king of reality TV. Well, I know that my existence is boring and slow, but everybody says you gotta write what you know. Besides, I thought, well, what could be more real than this absolute reality? How could I miss? I want a show about me, my little life, all about my hobbies and the kids and a wife. A show about me is what I'm about, and if you're into that, you really need to get out. Well, it's a fascinating look at the way that I live. It's your voyeuristic programming alternative. All you gotta do is sit back and put those feet up and recline and feel the thrill of stepping from your life into mine. Well, it's a little bit tame, I'm the first to admit, but if you want reality, surely this is it. Although my language can get peppered by goshes and hex, it's all rated G, cause there's no violence or sex in the show about me, my little life, all about the hobbies and the kids and a wife. The show about me, what I'm about, and if you're into that, you really need to get out. Watch me get up, go check on the mail, and on a very special episode tomorrow, I will unveil that I'm going to get some breakfast, have a cup of tea, all while you sit there watching me. Well, is this what you like? Is this all there is? Have you given up your whole life for showbiz? Well, then you sit and watch me for hours at a time, but are you really watching your life or mine in the show?
Bet you thought that David Stoddard only played beautiful guitar on that froggy bottom guitar of his, but he's actually trained as a concert pianist and switched over to guitar, and my, am I envious. Let's see if David's playing anywhere here coming up. March. We're still in March of 13th. Tomorrow he is playing in Holman, Wisconsin at the Bluff View, at a home concert through the Bluff View Home Concerts. And if you need the address, you can email Dave at theroseriverband.com. Dave at theroseriverband.com. Holman, Wisconsin, if I'm not mistaken, that's over north of Chippewa Falls or around the Eau Claire area somewhere. Dave is inspiration to all of us songwriters. Up next, Brad Dunsey from River Falls, Wisconsin, another member of MAS, with his tune Chippewa River. How fitting.
I met her on the river, Copper Beach at 17. Rope swing jumping, boombox thumping, blue eyes in cutoff jeans. Then she walked my way, smiling through her tan. When she smiled that night, it felt just like it did to me back then on the Chippewa River. Moonlit summer night, riverbank love looking for a flood. Man, that water's high, the current runs as deep as she is wide. Different. There's me and a couple kids, but she can bend a neck, cause a sidewalk wreck, and keep walking with a big old grin. look, the little smile crossed her face. No water's found for miles around, but I can tell we're on our way to the Chippewa River. Moonlit summer night, riverbank love looking for a flood, and man, that water's high. The current runs as deep as she is wide.
Welcome to another Triple Minute Songwriting Tip. If I were to title today's tip, I might call it, "Can You Say That in a Song?" This is not an explicit tip by any means, it's G-rated. We're not going to be saying anything we shouldn't be, but what we are going to do is kind of look at a new, fresh way of saying some things. There's an exercise that we can do that's kind of a fun little exercise. If you take three adjectives and three nouns and just mark them down, basically what you're going to do is match these up. And you can do this in your head too, you don't have to mark it down, but if you need it for visual sake, great. For today's thing, we're going to take smoking, grainy, and spongy. And then we'll take three nouns. We'll take ship, guitar, and clouds. So what do we have to start off with? We have smoking ship. So you can come up with an image of maybe a ship that's on fire or smoke coming out of the stack. It's not all that great, but, you know, smoking ship. We have smoking guitar. Yeah, that could be somebody that's maybe a special effects or somebody that's just really playing the heck out of it. We've heard that before. Smoking clouds. Now that's a little bit different. That kind of gives an idea of a dirty looking cloud formation. If you want to describe a certain kind of a cloudy day, you might say, you know, the smoking clouds. What's the next one that we have? Grainy ship. You know, that may be a picture, you know, something that's kind of like a grainy image or something. We have grainy guitar. You know, that might be the sound of it. It just sounds kind of grainy. It doesn't sound smooth, or it sounds a little raspy. It's a different way of saying the sound of a guitar. We have grainy clouds, which there again is a visual thing. What's the third one? We have spongy ship. Really doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but maybe. You never know. You might find a use for it. Spongy guitar. You know, I think of, you know, maybe it's just something that sounds a little mushy. It doesn't sound clean. Maybe it sounds like it's just kind of rolling together and undefined. Spongy clouds, you know, might look like ink blots up there. But see, you can see that some of these are kind of cool ways of saying things. Some of them are kind of average, and some of them maybe not make any sense. But this is a great exercise to do to see if you can just come up with new, fresh ways of saying things. And if nothing else, if you don't use any, it just helps prepare you when you are writing that you can come up with some of these things without even thinking of it. So that's the tip for this go-around. Again, my name is Brad. If you have any questions or you want to suggest a tip, my email address is lists@braddunzeymusic.com. And until next time, keep writing from the heart.
Yes, that's lists@braddunzey.com, BRADDUNSE.com. Thank you for that brilliant tip, Brad. And the song before that. Up next, Grigola, Minnesota native Scotty Torgerson from his Unique Prescription CD. Here's a tune titled "Cruising the Streets of the 50s" on Minnesota Homebrew.
My cold black hair. swinging now from my rear view mirror, cruising the street in the 50. Tangin' Bebop-a-loo and Jerry Lee Tunes. Elvis Presley was king. Music loud, the windows turned down. Cruising the street.
Song by Dave Carpenter and Friends. Seem to be having trouble getting a little signal there. I think maybe you should hear me. Yours truly is going to be performing this Saturday night for a St. Patrick's Day affair at TJ's Tavern in Oakley, Minnesota from 6 to 8 p.m. And at 8 p.m. they're going to tap a keg of green beer. And maybe after several of those, I'll be seeing some leprechauns. Who knows? What I like about the word leprechaun is that, like my last name, Unbehaun, ends with the four letters H-A-U-N. It's kind of cool, I think. It's only two words I know that do that. Yep, we're going to have a good time at TJ's Tavern on Saturday night. And then next week, yours truly goes to the Twin Cities for some job training for the day job. And I'll be letting you know a little later where I'll be appearing. Three open mics and a coffee house. So get ready for that. I got my trusty guitar here. Checking my levels. Well, earlier on my Facebook post, I mentioned I've never written a song about a river, but this song is about floating down one, so I guess I lied. Dedicated to Gordon Lightfoot, the man. It's simply titled You. The mist rolls off the water as I push my old canoe away from shore. Musky breaks the surface and the day erupts around me in perfect form. A fella needs a quiet place where he can get away to entertain a different point of view. I stare down deep into the murkiness and all I see is you. Beaver fells an aspen, then a mallard hen prepares another nest. Floating with the gentle current while observing Mother Nature at her best. My watch is on the dresser, it's so foreign to a place where the future and the past rendezvous. Cast my line into the world below, and all I catch is you. When I think about it, everything I see is just as it was ordained to be, especially for you. Escapes the treetops, purple lilacs send a greeting to my nose. It's the nearest thing to heaven, but heaven isn't heaven anybody knows. Unless the one you're aching for is sitting at your side, even in a rickety canoe. Stare out into the pristine wilderness, and all I see is you. Yeah, wrote that song after attending a Gordon Lightfoot concert. I've been to six, and everyone's been a beautiful experience. Up next, a gentleman named Anthony Morrow. He's a young guy from down St. Cloud area, tune called Without the Sun, here on MHB.
Sun goes down, the stars show one by one. as your hand slides into mine. I know the day's just begun. Oh, you so close to me. The darkness beneath our feet, without the horizon, only the moon would glow. But everything will be alright, because your eyes shine as bright as the stars do. Try not to cry on you, 'cause you make my world bright without the sun. Look up at the sky, the stars spell out your name. Notice how they sparkle. You can do the same. Oh, me, so close to you. Baby, I love you. Without the sun, only the moon will glow. But everything will be alright, because your eyes shine as bright as the stars do. Try not to cry, hon, 'cause you make my world bright without the sun. People come from miles away just to see the light that shines so bright from you. Maybe it's too much to say, but baby, you could be the one for me. You could be the one for me. You could be the one for me. This night empowers me. But with you, I can still see. Without the sun, only the moon would glow. But everything will be alright, because your eyes shine as bright as the stars do. Try not to cry, hon, 'cause you make my world bright without the sun. Only the moon would glow.
It's nice to know the major seventh chord has not died in American public music. I use it a lot, if you haven't noticed. That's Anthony Morrill. That's Anthony with an I, and he's from Sartell, Minnesota, the same town that our friend Adam Hammer is from. Check Anthony out on MySpace and Reverb Nation. Anthony with an I, Morrow, M-O-R-R-O-W. Up next, Michael Lunan with a song about his Auntie Annie.
My Aunt Annie believed in servicemen. They fight nights and days and never bothered her. On for hours she sits all alone, reading treasure letters dated 44. Annie works the daytime at her father's store. He retired a wealthy lad, said goodbye. Passed his daughter every penny earned. Told her never walk the local streets alone.
and she walks alone in the night, and it feels all right. She can laugh but never worry at all. And every man she's ever loved, every man has turned away. Lonnie never even said. Often win the best of Annie's eyes. Blues and greens singing yesterday. A picture perfect, we were piling on the wall. And she walks alone in the night, and it feels alright. She can laugh but never worry. Ever loved, every man has turned away. Lonnie never even said goodbye. Lonnie never left alone. Lonnie never left alone. Lonnie never left alone. Lonnie never. Turned away, Lonnie never even said goodbye. Oh, the story ends with Annie at the restaurant. A dark face that later serves to fall a grease. Annie guilty of a nasty crime, but a father. Walks alone in the night, and it feels alright. She can laugh but never worry at all. And every man she's ever loved, every man has turned away. Lonnie never even said.
That's Michael Lunan, jingle, song composer, musician, performer, arranger, producer, native of St. Paul, Minnesota. Began playing music as a child, beginning with piano lessons in third grade, you can tell, and eventually teaching himself guitar from Jimi Hendrix and the Beatles. And through the years, he's played with various Twin City bands. Michael Lunan. You can find him at michaellunan.com, LOONAN. Up next, a tune by G.B. Layton, titled One Time, One Life.
Our ghosts, and I believe you. They didn't scare you, they didn't do you no harm. Did they tell you I was waiting on the yes, I got and I believe you. Told you everything was gonna be alright. Did it tell you I was waiting your side of town? Did it tell you I'd be looking day and night? Someone told me something, whispers ain't too clear. Your secrets keep on hiding till they're brought out by your fear. Once in one life, the one time to make it a worthwhile one time. We say it's our illness, and I believe you. Well, the odds are probably greater than enough. Did he tell you I was waiting on the other side of town? Or did he shine you his flask and warm you up? Someone told me something, whispers ain't too clear. Secrets keep on hiding, they're brought out by your fear. One time, in one life, there was a climb to make it a worthwhile. One time, in one life, get the feeling after all this fight. Finally bring a smile one time. I believe you. He was burning red with an evil fire. Well, I know he told you I was on the other side of town, 'cause he could sense that passion and desire. Someone told me something, but whispers ain't too clear. The secrets keep on hiding till they're right out by your fear. One time, we'll be right back.
flows to me, burns its path to me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rained all afternoon, hope it's sunny soon. Hung out on a
Northfield, Minnesota native John Manners, who actually started playing guitar before yours truly. He started back in 57, 6 years before me. And in the late 60s, his group opened for luminaries such as the Lovin' Spoonful and almost made a big connection with Sid Bernstein, the promoter that brought the Beatles to the United States. And 12 years ago, decided to go solo. The best thing a person can do, in my humble opinion. Ending up this hour with Tim Sonbird's Bad Dream Girl on Minnesota Homebrew.